أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. لا حول ولا قوة لي إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إلهي انتقني بالهدى والهمني التقوى. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. My respected elders, brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. By the grace and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are gathered here today at one of the most blessed places on this planet. And it is only by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has brought lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wassalam from all corners of the globe to unite here at the holy house, the Kaaba. So what have we done so far? Most of us have entered into Medina, have knocked on the door of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, have knocked on the door of Az-Zahra alayha salam, have knocked on the door at Baqi', and we have come from there with those blessings. We sought permission to enter the houses of the Ahlul Bayt. And Allah says in the Quran, when you visit the Ahlul Bayt, فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ, when you have been fed by them, then leave. So we were their guests, and inshallah we were fed by them. A spiritual food, an energizing food, with which blessings have brought us here to Makkah. There is a beautiful incident of a man who came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have a problem. He said, what's your problem? He said, I can't bear separation with you. I cannot bear any kind of separation with you. When I'm at home, when I'm at work, and when my mind starts to wander and I remember you, Ya Rasulullah, I have to leave everything. And I have to run out and I have to find you and I have to see you and then I'm happy. So, Ya Rasulullah, today I was thinking, what's going to happen to me when I go to paradise with you? And you will be sent to the A'la al-Illiyin, you will be sent to the highest grade of paradise, and I'll be left behind. What will happen to me then, Ya Rasulullah? Look at this servant, look at this companion of the Prophet, look at this love and attachment that he has with his Prophet. And just then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse of the Holy Quran, where he says, مَنْ يُتَعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. That wallah, those who obey Allah and His Messenger, they will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed His bounty, from the prophets, from the truthful ones, from the shuhada and the companions. And what better companionship is there than that? So yes, when we all left Medina, it was difficult for us to part from the Ahlul Bayt. It was difficult for us as we did our wida. But this is when we began the journey to Makkah, the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cast off our clothes of disobedience. We left our sins at the door when we did the ghusl of tawbah. And we adopted the clothes of tawheed, the clothes of la ilaha illallah, that not even a stitch is on that cloth. La ilaha, nothing. Simplicity, purity, cleanliness, immaculateness, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we wore the clothes of obedience to Allah, of La ilaha illallah. And we marched with Labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Imam Radha alayhi salam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at His servants at the miqat. He looks at them and He says that these servants of mine have now worn the ihram. They have made 25 things haram on them. Just because they have done that, I will make the fire haram for them. And then we responded to Allah, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Oh Allah, here I am, your servant, at your service. And we chanted this on the way to Makkah. Why did Allah make these 25 things haram for us? What's the point? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La fusuqa, la rafatha, wala fusuqa, wala jidala fil hajj. That there is no contact between the opposite sex. There is no viciousness. There is no disputation in hajj. So these 25 things, if you analyze them, are all linked to these three areas which Allah said we should not engage in hajj. No contact with the opposite sex, that's clear in the 25. No viciousness, no vicious words, no vicious thoughts. You cannot even kill an insect. You cannot even oppress a hair by removing it from its place of origin. So Allah is allowing us to work in that mode and purify ourselves as we come to the pure house. Because purity attracts purity. There is synchronization with purity and harmony between it. And so we came to the holy house in this state. And then we cast our glance on the holy Kaaba, our first glances. The Aima alayhimu salam say, An-nazaru ila al-Kaaba hubban laha yahdimu al-khata' hadma. That to glance at the Kaaba with love for it destroys your sins with a thorough destruction. Just a glance of love at the Kaaba. And then we engaged in tawaf. We came to the tawaf, the axis of freedom. We were bound with these 25 prohibitions, but this limitation actually gave us freedom with Allah, freedom from our vices, freedom from the illness of our souls. And we revolved and circumambulated around the axis of Tawheed, where our hearts beat with Allah, Allah, Allah. And we found it tough, man. It wasn't easy. The chaos in Tawaf, the pushing, the shoving. We found it hard to concentrate and remember Allah. What's going on? Tawaf isn't supposed to be like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that this tawaf, this chaos is like the dunya. The dunya is chaos. You're supposed to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this chaos. It's not easy to remember Allah in the dunya. And this tawaf represents that dunya that we are in. We are supposed to focus on Allah, but we get distracted with this on this side and that on this side and something coming from the back. But the focus of the mu'min has to be on Allah, even in the chaos. The oasis of calm, which is surrounded by the storm. This is what Allah wants from us. And this is what we engage in tawaf. Allah, Allah, Allah. Then we came and we prayed two rak'ah salah. The salah of obedience, the salah of Ibrahim, the muwahid, the monotheist at the maqam of Ibrahim. The salah where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam says, this salah throws shaitan's face in the dirt by concentrating and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By having the presence and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the maqam of Ibrahim. Who was the best of the monotheists, the first to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we prayed that salah. Then we marched to the sa'i, to Safa. Safa is purity. This rock represents purity. And we are beginning the journey of Sa'i. Sa'i is striving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like that lady Sayyida Hajra strove between those two rocks, strove to find water. And yesterday, as Brother Hasnain mentioned, water represents life. So we strive between Safa and Marwa. Marwa comes from Muruwa. Muruwa means the manly, the best of characters, those high virtues that we have, the best exemplars of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Those virtues we need to attain and strive for. And that is life. That brings our heart to life. Life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we marched between Safa, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, run away from your desires. Escape from your desires. Between those green lights, the men had to do some exercise and trot and jog, which shows that urgency that we need to escape from these desires, man. We have only the opportunity here at Hajj. Tomorrow we'll be back in our countries, man. There's urgency. So we escaped. Like in the Holy Quran, Allah says, "Fafirru ila Allah." Escape to Allah. And the Imam said, this means, "Hijju ila Allah azza wa jal." Go for Hajj to Allah. Escape to Him. And this was the full manifestation of escaping to Him. So Imam Zain al-Abidin says, between hope and fear, hoping that we'll attain that virtue, that character, fearing that we will not, fearing the outcome of our deeds. So we completed the sa'i. And then we did taqsir. We removed those sins. We removed that vanity. We removed that ego. We weren't supposed to look in the mirror, because we were supposed to remove our identity. I am nobody now. I am no longer Abbas. I am a servant of Allah. I have no identity other than that in this swirl of people, this swirl of believers. And then we emerged from our Umrah and we congratulated each other and embraced each other. For now we have entered Makkah. So where are we now? Because now the days of Hajj are approaching. The days are coming. We will be going to Arafah, inshaAllah. The crux of the Hajj is coming round the corner. How prepared are we for that? Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْحَجِّ فَجَرِّدْ قَلْبَكَ لِلَّهِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَاغِلٍ. That when you make the intention to go for Hajj, then empty your heart of everything, every preoccupation except Allah. Because He is the true object of our love. Nothing else, we can be obsessed with nothing else. No matter how much we try, we fail. We are not satisfied, we look for something else. And then we go to that and we are not satisfied and we move on. Allah is the only one we can be obsessed and find that true peace with, my brothers and sisters. And this is the place to contemplate on that. This is the place to connect with Him. And we have a few days to prepare for the Hajj, because Hajj, we understand it to mean pilgrimage. This is how we see the interpretation of Hajj. But linguistically, there is something very interesting. That Hajj means qasid. And qasid means intention. And that means gearing up for something and preparing for something. So the secret of enjoying the Hajj is to gear up for it and prepare for it. And to do that from now. In fact, to do that from yesterday. And we are at the best place to attain barakah for that, my brothers and sisters. Analyze our deeds. Would our Imam be happy to see us in this state right now? Are we going to go back, new people, in the state we are right now? Some of you have heard me say this already, and I say it many times. But it doesn't matter, because the point is so important. It is essential for us to have this ingrained in our hearts during this Hajj. It should be a slogan for our Hajj. Somebody once came to Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amuli one of the great Urafa and great ulama that we have today. May Allah give him a long life. He's there in Qum. Somebody asked him, Ya Haji Agha, I want to go for Hajj. Give me some advice. So he says, for those of you who understand Farsi, Boro dige bar nagardi. Go get lost and don't come back. Like this. So this guy's stunned. He's shocked. He's upset. He says, my God, I come for advice to this guy and this is how he talks to me. So he's walking out with a solemn. He's feeling very sad. And his disciples, the Ayatollah's disciples, are sitting there and they see this guy come out who's looking very sad. They say, man, what's the problem? Is everything okay? And he says, I went to ask the Ayatollah for some advice for going for Hajj, and he tells me to go get lost and not come back. I feel very disheartened. So these guys start to laugh and smile because they understand the bizarre nature of the Ayatollah, the way he talks to people and deals with them. He says, what he means is go, get lost. Lose yourself. Don't come back the same person. Come back, but come back somebody new. Not the same person. Go get lost and don't come back. This is a slogan for us on the Hajj. How far are we from losing ourselves right now? Or rather, how close are we to losing ourselves right now? Do we feel that spark of change? If we do, we need to nourish it. Reflect on what we will do when we go back. Inshallah, if Allah gives us the opportunity, we'll talk more on this aspect. But this is the slogan. Go get lost and don't come back. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, when you prepare for Hajj, prepare to go. The one who desires to not return. The one who does not desire any return. From one angle, this means make sure you've prepared all your things before you leave. Because if you something happens, God forbid, all your affairs are settled before you leave. So prepare to go, the one who does not desire return. But this has a deeper meaning. Prepare to go, the one who does not desire return, the same person. Go there, shed your skin, and emerge from that cocoon, that beautiful butterfly. Come back that new free individual, connected broadband with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget broadband. Broadband is here with the Kaaba, wireless, from the west, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the tawfiq to reflect and contemplate on our Hajj, on where we are. And I'll leave you with one last hadith. I know I'm bombarding you with so many things, but this hadith is essential. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, if the Hajis knew the blessings of Allah that were descending upon them in the Hajj, if they knew, they would kiss every single thing on the way to the Hajj and on their way back, including their vehicles, including their provisions, including their beds, every single thing you would kiss because the blessings that Allah is sending on us if we knew the virtually. But we do not understand this. But Imam is giving us an indication of what we have because none of us have made the decision to be here. Allah has made the decision for you and me to be here. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بحق محمد وآل محمد بالخصوص إمامنا صاحب الأصل والزمان, who is here at the Hajj ceremonies, who is present at these events, that we get the tawfiq to come out new individuals from this Hajj, to renew our covenant with Allah truly and go back new individuals, working in the way of Allah, striving harder in the way of Allah, strengthening the ummah in the way of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. And let us pray for each other, because our du'as get answered much faster when we pray for each other. Somebody came to the Prophet, or the Prophet came to somebody and heard his du'a. He said, Ya Allah, please forgive me and forgive Muhammad. The Prophet says, what are you doing? He says, pray for everybody. Pray for the ummah. Because if you pray for everybody, your du'a will ascend with a turbo boost to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us pray for all of us. This is a gathering of ultimate barakah. Mu'mineen, followers and lovers of the Ahlul Bayt from all over the world, think about it. Cornerstones, who brought us here? وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah brings their hearts together. Even if anybody else, the whole world, tried to bring their hearts together, they would never be able to do that. But Allah brings their hearts together. So let us pray together that we succeed in this Hajj. inshallah, and that Allah brings us here again and again and again, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, inshallah, now I invite Brother Hassanain to share a few words with us. Inshallah, we can benefit from his presence.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Jazakumullah.